What's up, y'all? Welcome to episode 73 of the PGAJ show. Want to first thank anybody that has given a rating to the show on iTunes. I definitely see a jump in activity with the podcast and people finding their way to it when there's been some recent comments and ratings and things. So thank you so much for doing that. If you haven't had a chance to, please do it. It does help other people like you find the show. So thank you for that in advance. Want to talk to you guys in today's show about the number one rule in creating content for golf professionals. And this rule goes for anybody. Goes for golf professionals, goes for anybody that is trying to create content, and that is creating content that you actually have the ability to create. What does that mean? So obviously you can only create content that you can create, but I think that what hinders a lot of people is that they have this idea that, okay, I'm going to do a weekly video and it's going to be every week and I'm going to come up with a topic and I'm going to talk about it and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then the practicality of setting aside time to do that, to plan for it, to shoot it, to edit it, all of those things kind of get in the way. And when I started doing this content and even this podcast, the thing that I've always said is to create content in a way that you can actually create it. I don't know if you guys noticed that I switched to doing a little bit shorter content more often because it's harder for me to come up with a show idea, produce it, record it, do all those things and feel like it's kind of worthy of the 20 to 30 minutes that I'm talking, when really there might only be, you know, 10 minutes worth of value in there. So I've changed the way that I'm doing it because that was kind of a stress point for me. It was like, oh, I have to devote time to doing the podcast. This way, with the shorter episodes, I can just do the episode. Still want to keep the theme of doing something practical around golf, of course. For those of you that listened to me for a while, you probably went through my daily podcast days. And, you know, that was a little bit different. But this is just kind of adjusting to how I feel comfortable creating content and what will allow me to do it. It's much better to create something that's not maybe your perfect vision of what it is than to have an idea of what your perfect vision is, but never to create it. That doesn't work. It never sees the light of day. And that's why I'm always trying to share ideas with you guys on how you can still produce content as golf professionals, being as busy as you are. Maybe it's using an app like Anchor that I use. It's not a plug. That's just the app that I use that makes it super easy to record the podcast on my phone. Or maybe it's just shooting a 30-second Instagram video every once in a while to share with your members and not worrying so much about, oh, I have to do this big teaching video on this and this is the subject. It just becomes a big thing on your to-do list. Do what you can. Wedge it in where you can. I think that's one big thing when I talk to a lot of golf professionals, is just finding out what you can actually produce. Because if I help somebody kind of create a content strategy, I can sit there. There's a million, you know, there's a bunch of people out there that can say, this is what you do. You place ads, you A/B test, you do all these different things, but that's never going to work. It works great in theory of you telling somebody that's how they have to do it, but it only works if they can actually execute it. So I actually go the other way, finding out the easiest way to just execute some piece of content to be able to get it out there that works around your schedule. You can see me adjusting. This works around my schedule. That's just kind of what I want to share with you guys. The number one thing about creating content is creating content that you can create. If you don't know how to edit video, figure it out. Shoot, while you're figuring out how to edit, if you don't have time, just shoot 30-second clips and do it that way. So, start, as always, just start. Plus, when you start, your stuff's going to be crappy anyway, and it's going to take a while to get good at it. Just look at me. I'm still not good at it. So, hope you enjoy the show. Don't forget to rate the show on iTunes. Tell your friends about it. I know a lot of you are on internships now, getting ready to head back to school in a couple few weeks. So don't forget, when you see your friends, don't forget to share the show with them. I would love to get to as many people as you can, as I can, and you can, and we can. I appreciate your support as always. If you have any questions, want any help with anything, just email me, j@pgaj.com, or you can DM me on all the various platforms. Talk to you soon, and be well.